at the Southeastern Vending Association convention in Destin, Florida. We just heard Dan Matthews of the NAMA staff give an update on NAMA's industry growth strategy. He summarized some of the consumer research that NAMA has done on how they put this industry growth strategy together. This was first announced back at the National Expo in Chicago, and he kind of gave an update on the progress of the industry growth strategy. I'm here speaking with Rich Hellmeyer, who's with KEM Vending in Athens, Georgia. And Rich, tell me, what did you think of Dan's talk?
Well, I thought it was fascinating how fast things are changing in our industry. I've always thought the vending industry is kind of old school, but it looks like we really are moving quickly into the 21st century, and so I'm very excited about it. And I think that NAMA is providing sound leadership. If there's going to be growth in vending, we're going to be able to continue to grow our business. If my children are going to be able to take over the company, I think NAMA is leading the way as well as can be done.
What was the most impressive thing you heard Dan say?
Gen Y, which is the young people, college age to 30 years old, they're 85% of Gen Y love vending. It's very impressive. They'd rather use a vending machine than go to a convenience store. I found that. I did not know that.
Okay. He also talked about the industry growth strategy, about the gratitude tour and the Facebook initiative. Do you think these might be some things you might be able to take advantage of?
Possibly. I'm not too far from Atlanta, and the tour's coming through Atlanta, and he extended the invitation to maybe come and brew with my customers and visit the gratitude tours that come through Atlanta, or possibly even bring my wares to Atlanta and show the people what we do. And so, yes, that could be a very good thing. I like the idea of going to New York City and letting the media of the world see what vending is doing.
Okay. Thanks, Rich.
Okay. Thanks, Alex.